Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show and the radio home for Twins baseball. Twins off this evening because they played earlier today and they lost. 5-0, they got shut out. But the Twins have been playing good baseball, currently tied for second place in the division with the Cleveland Guardians. And joining us now to talk Twins is an old friend, Brandon Warren. He's been covering the Minnesota Twins for quite some time from Locked On Twins. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Brandon, man, it's been a minute. How you doing?
Hey, good evening, my friend. Doing well. I hope you are, too.
I'm good. I'm doing pretty good. I was a little bit frustrated earlier when I watched the Twins lose. But all in all, the last month, man, they have played some really, really good baseball. And I'll say this. Let me start here. There are certain areas of this team that I thought would perform at a high level, and then there was another area that I questioned. I questioned the bullpen. The bullpen has been much better than I anticipated and expected. What has been your thoughts on the bullpen, or maybe what did you expect the bullpen to be coming into the season?
Yeah, I thought the bullpen would be pretty dang good, and for the most part they have been. You know, Jorge Alcala struggled, but he's been pretty good lately too. And so the way it's put together is solid. Certainly it'd be nice if Danny Coulomb was healthy, but ultimately, they have enough guys to cover the roles that they need. The starting rotation and the bullpen, you know, they work in tandem. So if the rotation's given you some length, the bullpen doesn't have to work as much, and vice versa. And so far, they've seemed to work well together to this point, because honestly, they've carried the team. The offense has really struggled, and I think that maybe that's what you were saying, too, as far as that wouldn't have been something you would have expected. So I've been very impressed with the bullpen. I think that they have done the job, maybe even more than done the job, to this point in the season.
You know, when you look at the Twins, I said coming into the season, there were certainly bullet points that I made, predictions, or just like opinions that I had about this team in order to take the next step. And one of the next steps that I said needed to happen was one of the young guys, either Trevor Larnach or Matt Wallner, would need to continue to get better in order for this team to stay relevant. I think that Larnach, even though he's kind of in a little bit of a funk now, I think for the most part he's played well to this point. Wallner, you can give him an incomplete because he's been out so much for so many games with the hamstring injury. But the other part of that was from a pitching perspective. I said that Bailey Ober cannot regress. He has not regressed. What do you make of Bailey Ober, and do you think that he is going to be a staple in this starting rotation for years to come?
I mean, he's older than people realize, and so maybe that's the only thing, you know, because he's only been in the big leagues for a couple years, but he's getting closer to 30. But as far as what he brings to the table, the way they handled him a few years ago, and a lot of people didn't really love the, you know, 75 pitches or five innings and that's it. And now they're reaping the benefits. You know, he's had some tough starts in Missouri. I tell you what, between Casey and St. Louis the last 2 years, he's not really enjoyed pitching in the state of Missouri, a state that you are very, very familiar with. But he has turned into everything they could have wanted from the plan that they had set up for him. And they're kind of handling Zebby Matthews that way. They're going to probably handle David Fessa that way. But I think, you know, I think Joe Ryan's been their best starter. I think Pablo is their most recognizable starter. But kind of the unheralded guy that just gets it done every 5 days is Bailey Ober. And, you know, he doesn't throw that hard. He doesn't strike as many guys out as Joe Ryan does. But every single time through the rotation, he gives you a chance. And there were some years that I covered this team, and certainly you as well, where they didn't have two guys who could do this, let alone four or five.
Agreed. Agreed. I totally agree with you. We're talking to Brandon Warren from Locked On Twins here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Earlier today, right here on the station, the Twins lost to the Tampa Bay Rays. 5-0, got shut out. Pablo Lopez went 5 innings, gave up 7 hits, 4 earned runs, couple of walks, only struck out 3, a couple of home runs he gave up on 95 pitches. Pablo is, look, he's an outstanding pitcher. We all know that. Today was not his day, though. What did you see from Pablo today? Because one of the things that felt like to me, it seemed as though the heat got to him a little bit. It seemed like, I don't want to say that he was struggling with the heat, but it seemed like it gave him some issues.
It was a factor. Yeah, I think what I kind of expected was this is a guy who pitched in Miami, and so I was wondering if maybe he'd be best equipped of the three that they had go in the series. And, I mean, he wasn't bad. And, you know, we saw the mound have that kind of divot slash whatever kick up, and I don't know if that was an issue for him. You know, he obviously, the mound was in the best condition. But, you know, Rasmussen on the other side seemed to do a pretty good job. And just every now and then you're going to throw a clunker. The guys that can beat you on Tampa Bay are Aranda and Caminero. And, you know, that's kind of what happened here in two of the three games. So I think it was more just, yeah, it was kind of a clunker, and the heat certainly didn't help. And then he had that one inning where he threw 31 pitches. I think it was 31 or 32, which was a high for him this season. And in that heat, it's hard to come back from that. And then in that inning, Royce Lewis grounds into a first pitch double play. And luckily, Christian Vasquez, the savvy veteran that he was, took his time out and took his time at the plate, just kind of taking a long plate appearance. You know, that's what veterans will do for you. But he had to get back out there again real quick. And that's tough on a day like that. So he battled. He gave him a chance. And that's really all you can ask for on a day when you don't have your best stuff.
What are you seeing right now from Royce Lewis? Because he's clearly struggling.
I think we're conditioned to, you know, believe things are going to come easy for him because he came back from that knee injury and missing like multiple years and hit the ground running. And I think this is just one of those like sophomore slump second year adjustments where eventually you figure out what guys are trying to do to you and you readjust. And, you know, he did hit the ball hard. I think his last two games, he had a few batted balls at 100 or 95 miles per hour. He had that one that took the outfielder to the fence but didn't get out. I think he's getting closer, and certainly the Twins desperately need that. They need him to find it like Carlos Correa seems to have found it. They need Byron Buxton to get back. They need Matt Wallner to get back. They can't have Cody Clemens be the second coming of Barry Bonds for you know the next few weeks. It's eventually that magic is going to run out, and so they got to find a place to score runs, and I think Royce Lewis is going to be a big part of that whenever that happens, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think that Royce Lewis, he's got the it factor. He's a phenomenal talent, extremely, you know, articulate guy. He's got plenty of the tools. But how do you view him in this present moment? Like, do you, when you look at him, because me and Chris have debated this. He's on one side of it, I'm on the other side. He views Royce Lewis as a star. I don't believe that Royce Lewis is a star. Do I think that he could develop into being a star? Yes. I don't think that he is a star in Major League Baseball right now.
Could you compare him to like a Jaden McDaniels where it's like you can see the potential there, you can see the ability there, but calling them a star at this point would be a little hasty. Like, I think the pedigree is there for Lewis. Obviously, being drafted number one overall is always going to carry those expectations, and I think that it's been there in the past. There's been some of the evidence there that he's capable of it, but you know, we're going on 300-plus plate appearances where he's really been struggling, and I think that's where you got to kind of pull back and say, all right, we know what he's capable of. We also know what he's doing right now. You got to find some happy medium. I would not say he's a star. I think he's on that in that area, in that arena, but he's not in the inner circle.
With everyday position players, who would you say is the most valuable player for the Minnesota Twins? Who was the person that, when we talk about this team is most successful, he's that guy?
It's got to be Buxton. I just think because he affects the game in multiple ways. With Correa, it's bat and glove, but it's not the wheels. I think the wheels are a very key difference. And we've seen Buxton on the opposite, or you know, on the wrong side of 30, still showing that he can run almost as good, if not as good, as he has in the past. My point doesn't really hold up when you consider how well they played without him. But I think, you know, up the middle talent is always going to be huge for you. Jeffers, Correa, all those guys up the middle. But it's Buxton for me, and it's probably by a pretty fair margin.
You know, the thing that me and Chris agreed on when these guys were brought into the organization was Ty France. We were like, thumbs up there, because that guy is the perfect candidate to have a bounce-back season. Harrison Bader, you need a guy like that that can defensively get the job done if Buxton, when and if Buxton's going to miss some games, which he's missed some games here recently. But the thing about Bader that I didn't really realize, man, when he's on the bases, he's going to take a bag. Like, that guy's good at stealing bases. I just didn't really realize he was as fast as he is.
He's one of the most technically sound players I can remember the Twins having recently. He does everything by the book to the T, as Tom Omansky would teach you. And if he doesn't, he makes sure to do it better the next time. It's incredible the amount of dedication and importance he places on that. And, you know, he was a pretty big-time prospect coming up with the Cardinals. He had a couple tough years. He bounced between the two New York teams, and I think he's found a home in Minnesota where he's doing pretty well. I mean, I don't know that it's any sort of long-term thing. The Twins got some pretty good outfield prospects, but I'm very glad that they went and got him, because he's been also a really nice revelation for them. Certainly thinks that he's been dealing with a couple of nicks and cuts here recently.
For the Minnesota Twins, has them heading to Seattle this weekend for their next series. I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't seen Seattle play to this particular point here this season. What do you know about the Seattle Mariners for the year 2025?
They got more power than they usually do. Cal Raleigh has 19 home runs. He's been just smoking the ball. That's their catcher. That's a whole lot of fun to watch. Jorge Polanco's been having a pretty nice resurgent season, and they're always going to have good starting pitching because the top end of their rotation is very tough. They're going to get Luis Castillo on Saturday because it's the Fox game that I've been working on. So I know that they're going to have Ober against Castillo Saturday. They're going to face their best, and so we'll see how the Twins respond to that. But it's a good ball club. It's been a team that hasn't scored runs much in the past, but they've been a little better at that this year. And again, you got to keep them in the yard, which is something that this staff actually has done a pretty good job with this year.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm glad that you're well, and let's do it again soon.
You got it. Be good.
All right, take care. This is Brandon Warren. Check out his fine work with Locked On Twins. All right, so we will take a break. We'll come back, and we will get to Bite of the Night. That's next year on The Good Neighbor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And tonight's bite of the night is from the state of Texas. And it's a gentleman speaking to the Senate Committee on State Affairs about this anti-LBTQ plus legislation. He speaks up for the trans community by speaking out against this legislation. Take a listen to what he has to say, because I think it's a pretty significant take. His opinion was well thought out, and take a listen at what he has to say to the Senate Committee on State Affairs.
I'll call you a coward because you're not actually interested in protecting women in Texas. That's the guise of the bill, right? It's the Trojan horse that you use for all this anti-trans nonsense. I remember for years as Republicans, gay marriage is going to end the world. And of course, then the public opinion shifted, the Overton window moved, and you had to pick a new scapegoat. That's what you always have to do. It's not that you can actually sit here and do the business of the people, make lives better for Texans like me. No. There's no time for that. We got to bully 1% of the population. We gotta harm them as badly as we possibly can. We gotta make them afraid. We gotta make them stay in their homes so that you're not forced to actually acknowledge that they exist. If we were sitting here like 50 years ago, maybe 60 years ago, instead of talking about trans women going into bathrooms, you'd be talking about black women going into white bathrooms. Do y'all ever get tired of being on the wrong side of history?
Man, that guy? Cause I'm so tired of the anti-trans hate. I really... It's so frustrating. It really is frustrating. And this is the thing about it. I hate when people like, for instance, Riley Gaines and others. There's even people here locally. One person in particular that calls games for one of the big and popular teams, sports teams in town. That has had some anti-trans sentiment. I hate when people try to prop it up and make it seem as though the transgender people are taking over. Like, and he's right. That was kind of like the sentiment 30 years ago. Oh, the gay people, they're taking over. I just, or like when Riley Gaines tried to say that you know, boys want to play against girls and. Like, stop trying to – look, I'm not going to sit there and say that there aren't certain and specific examples where you're like, I can't ride with that. Mm-hmm. I don't roll with that. There clearly are. But to make that seem like that is the norm and that is what is happening on an everyday basis is absolutely false. According to the data, okay, that of the nation's adult population, 0.95%. Point. So less than one.
Less than 1%.
Identify as transgender. Come on, man.
People are afraid of what they don't know and what they don't understand. And there are a lot of close-minded people out there that are afraid of anything that is different, anything that they are not familiar with. It is, I don't know if it's a protection mechanism, but when you hear it put the way that that gentleman did, where it's like...
So eloquent.
It was very, very well done. Talking about, you know, 30 years ago, it was gay marriage being the end of society.
And 50 years ago, it was black women.
Absolutely. And you kind of think about it, and you're like, there are these benchmarks chronologically that they're hitting. You're like, check, check, check. And guess what? After trans, it's going to be something else. It's going to be something else. And for less than 1% of the population, what is wrong with just live and let live? What is wrong with just letting these people exist? Now, are there going to be people that are going to take advantage? Yes. People take advantage of everything in life. There are always individuals that are trying to take a shortcut to gain an edge on society. But that's the exception. That's not the rule. And it's red meat to the uneducated base that hears the word trans and instantly is going to the extreme with the stereotypes, right? About seeing somebody in drag and fishnets walking around Target in Anoka. There are things that are not happening that people say are, that it just isn't reality.
All right, this from the text line. Ignorance breeds fear, then fear breeds hate. Also from the text line, from the 612, nothing hateful about not wanting biological males to play on girls' teams. I do not want a body with a penis in my women's bathroom or my daughter's bathroom. No problem with trans people. Just keep guys out of... This is what I'm talking about. This is what we're talking about here. No one's advocating for biological males to play on girls' teams. Like, I don't understand, like, what part of that message you're not understanding, Texter. I will sit here and tell you that I want men to play against men, women to play against women, and that's the way that I've always lived my life, okay? But I think that that's the cop-out. When people talk about transgender people and stuff, that's the go-to, is don't go into my... Like, these are the same people that have an issue with the both gender bathrooms.
Transgender is not sex. Transgender is more the ideology and the gender identity. It's not necessarily the biological sex that we're talking about. I mean, I wouldn't want that either.
I'm not sitting here advocating for Anthony Edwards to want to transition and then go play in the WNBA. No one's asking for that.
Anita Edwards, let's go.
I mean, what are we doing here?
You add Anita Edwards to that team? Wow. Well, he'll have plenty of time after tonight, like, so don't worry about it.
Are we going to lose now? We're definitively going to lose. Do you have money on OKC tonight? You want to give me 8.5 points? Is that what we're doing now?
8.5 points. It'll be double digits tonight.
And we'll repeat again. Less than 1% of people in this country identify. So all of this stuff about people wanting to go into your bathrooms and all that, like, that's just ridiculous. That's just insane. That's foolishness and nonsense.
It's a stereotype.
And it
again,
is.
The transgender is not the cross-dressing, I'm going to claim to be something so I can compete with the women, or I'm going to go into the men's bathroom because I have a penis, or the women's bathroom because I have a penis. That's not what transgender is. It's just sad, you know? It's sad that there are these stereotypes for less than 1% of the population that's out there.
Coming up next, it's been a few weeks since we last chatted with him, but it's time to check in with Fox 9 news anchor Randy Meyer. He joins us next year on The Late Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And that would be Fox 9 News anchor Randy Meyer joining us here courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. I was going to say, if Randy Meyer was to stand me up tonight, then he was going to be in the doghouse, and the only way that he would be able to get out is by allowing me to utilize his vehicle for a day so I can go take a hot date out in his fancy wheels.
You just give me a date, and we'll swap vehicles.
How you doing, my man?
I'm good. Yeah, I would blame one of the local restaurants for being a little slow on my evening meal, but I'm not going to name them, so we'll leave it at that.
Well, listen, while you mention that, because it's always interesting when, you know, especially when you work in media, whether it's a radio station or newsroom and television, you always want to know, like, what are the good options for takeout or for food around you. I would say in Eden Prairie, you guys got a nice variety of spots to choose from, wouldn't you say?
We do, yes. And I try, as you probably know, I try to eat healthy because I'm so far from home. So I eat out every single weeknight that I'm here. But I have four go-tos because I consider them the healthiest of the quickie places.
Well, hold on. I want to hear what the top four is, because I have an affinity for Eden Prairie. I literally, before I left Minnesota and moved to the Kansas City market for five and a half years, I lived in EP. I was right over there by the flagship Lifetime. What would you say? Give me your top four spots.
All right. Well, top four spots. We have the Asian food market right here.
I've never been.
Well, it's fantastic, but you got to prepare your mind because there's always a ton of people there, and it's a little daunting in that, you know, there's stuff everywhere, and you got to order, and it's just kind of, but once you get used to it, it's awesome.
The Asia Mall, okay, yep.
Yeah, it's where the old Gander Mountain used to be.
Yep.
Yeah, there's that one, and that's a good one. I will frequent the Byerly's Hot Bar.
Okay.
And then on Sushi Wednesday, that's a popular spot for me.
Okay.
I will do the bourbon chicken and brown rice at Lian Chin.
Mm.
I will go to Qdoba and get the chicken bowl, but I've eliminated all the cheese and all the nasty stuff out of there. It's the way to get over that is to get the vinaigrette and the pickled onions, and then you're fine.
All right. So, what is your favorite restaurant though in Eden Prairie? Forget about just because you're doing the fast casual. What is your favorite, like, if you're going to do takeout at one of the actual restaurants?
I will do Redstone once in a while.
Oh my gosh, that's my go-to. Ding 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 ding. If I had a sounder, I would play that. My go-to is the chopped chicken salad at Redstone.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes, that is awesome. I'll go to People's Organic if I've got enough time. Although it's loud in there, so I usually, if I'm going there, I'm usually meeting somebody there. That's also a good one.
That's over by the Home Depot, right?
Pizza Luce is good too. In that they do a really good. They'll cook me up a real big hunk of salmon and put it on a spinach salad.
Really?
Really good.
Wait. Is the Pizza Luce, and we're going in depth here on Eden Prairie eating spots, but is the Pizza Luce right there by the television station? That's still open?
Yeah, that's right across the parking lot. Dude.
Yeah, you can walk there. Yeah. Huh.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know it was still open.
Call it in. Go pick it up.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right.
That's usually where we have our going away. If somebody's leaving, we have our going away parties there.
Nice, nice. That's awesome. I like that location. All right. Today is a day in which we're all celebrating the Minnesota Frost and their championship. I know that you guys are probably covering it, probably had some people over at the parade, but it's always good to celebrate a championship, is it not?
It is. And we have had the fortune with the Walter Cup of having a single winner of the Walter Cup, of course, our Frost. But we, as you know, we've probably had in recent years far more women's sports championships than we have had men's sports championships. And that has resonated with the young people. Both boys and girls have a pretty good fan base with our women's sports in Minnesota, with the Frost and the Lynx, it's something I just never, when my girls were that age, it wasn't a big deal. Now it's a big deal.
Now your kids growing up, big into sports, athletics?
Yeah, all of them played, some of them played the same sports, but all played of various number of sports, from swimming, gymnastics, lacrosse, all of them played lacrosse. Some track and field, gymnastics, I think I mentioned that. Yeah, so they were all very, very athletic.
Let me ask you this question before we dive into what the top items will be on the Fox 9 News. You cannot change your athleticism in terms of you can't change like your height and size or any of that. You just got to go based on the way that your body is right now. What is the one sport, if you could be elite at one sport, what sport would that be?
Now, again, I just want to reaffirm, it's as I am today.
I'm talking about just in terms of like, I'm 5'9". I've been 5'9" forever. I've probably been 5'9 since I was a freshman in high school. So in terms of like being 5'9", weighing 180 or whatever, just knowing, you know, what your body type is, if there was one, if you could go back in time and you know that your body's not necessarily going to change, but you could be elite at one sport, what sport would that have been?
Well, I was, I'll just say this with as much humility as I can. I was a very good football player.
Mm.
And so I would probably, if I pine away for the good old days, I would say I wished I would have been elite at it, meaning gone beyond the level that I did go. So now I would say, having lived in a hockey state as long as I have, had we had hockey available to us, I think I would have made a reasonably good hockey player.
I'm
built, I'm just kind of built that way, big legs, fairly muscular, you know, that.
You're in good shape, man. You're in great shape, actually. You're in great shape. I mean, the two sports for me, number one, I think track and field. I never did track and field when I was a kid, but as I look at these track athletes right now and I see the discipline and how in great shape they tend to be all their lives, I would have loved to have went and gotten to track and field. And to me, the obvious one would be baseball, not basketball or football. Football, I don't want to have to deal with the CTE stuff. And then with basketball, not 5'9", you're just not tall enough to do anything. But absolutely in baseball, that's tall enough to be a good baseball player if you have elite skills.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely, yeah. We were fortunate when I was that age to a fairly small school. So we played four sports the whole time we were in high school. So I did play football, basketball, track and baseball. So I was able to play all of those. But football was definitely my first sport in track. I was a sprinter and a long jumper, so I did well in track as well.
Yeah. All right, Randy Meyer, tell me, what are the top items that you guys will be diving into on the Fox 9 News this evening?
Yeah, we're following this missing 16-year-old in Columbia Heights. It's a very tragic story. We hope it doesn't end tragically, but his Manny, he goes by Manny, 16-year-old, generates out of Anoka County, but ended up in Columbia Heights where the boy's about all we know.
And that's from the Columbia Heights Police Department?
Yeah, so, okay. Well, we hear from both. We hear from Anoka, which is where, you know, the missing persons complaint was filed because that's where his mother lives.
Yep.
But he was living with his father for the last 2 weeks in Columbia Heights.
Got you.
And then Paul Bloom's going to do a piece looking back at the third precinct, sort of, you know, obviously burned down during the riots in the aftermath of George Floyd's murder. And so we're looking back at that, you know, the scars that still need to heal, what's been done to rebuild, how people feel about rebuilding a police precinct in that area. So that'll be a longer piece tonight from Paul Bloom.
Gotcha.
More investigative than anything else.
Yeah. And I'm assuming, I know that you guys will be about and covering the Timberwolves facing the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight.
Yeah, so what we end up doing, because of my 10 o'clock newscast, that game is underway now. Hopefully by 10, between 10 and 10:30, we get post-game. So we'll take post-game live following that game during my 10 o'clock newscast.
Nice. Hey, Randy, man, you're the best, man. I appreciate you joining us here.
Thank you. I appreciate being here, and have a great night. Go Wolves.
Go Wolves. And at some point here this summer, we'll find a time to go grab us a chopped chicken salad from Redstone.
Perfect. And then you let me know when you need that that vehicle for your date.
I'll let you know. That's Randy Meyer for the Fox 9 News joining us here on The Lake Show. Oh, he got a sweet ride. Woo, it is badass. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back and we'll move headlines to the end of the show because we're running up to the top of the hour here. And we'll wrap up hour two next. All right, so the Wolves are underway. We were just talking to Randy Meyer a second ago. Right now, not a good start for the Wolves. My guy, okay, and I'll claim him because he's my guy. Jay McDaniels he's off right now. The Wolves they've started the game 1 of 11, and Jaden, I think right now was like 0 of 5 from the floor. He's gonna have to be better, but the team's got to be better. And look. At the end of the day, we can sit here and we can talk about what the Wolves do and don't do. If Anthony Edwards doesn't play well tonight, they're going nowhere. They're going home.
Yeah,
they're coming back to the 6-1-2.
Yeah, as Anthony Edwards goes, this team goes.
Yeah, Jaden's 0-6.
Yeah,
and has taken a shot.
And the shots, like the 3-point shots on the baseline, have been wide open. And that's been
he's just off right now. Yeah. He usually knocks that down.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the MO for especially the first two games that the Wolves lost. It's just not being able to hit open shots. And they were up 3-0. Julius Randle has got the only field goal for the Wolves, a 3-point shot that was, I think, a couple of offensive rebounds, and then you got that back, you're up 3-0. And then Oklahoma City just goes on an 11-0 run. But it's kind of reminiscent, Henry, just the inability to stop Oklahoma City on the defensive end. Because the other night, and you were there, I mean, you saw it, and I was thinking about this today. Every time that the Wolves would make a shot, they'd go down, Oklahoma City would answer. Yep. It's like,
I thought that the answer from OKC in game four was phenomenal. Like some of that, like, I get it, man. We're all frustrated about the Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
But OKC's comeback ability in terms of, like, responding to you?
Yeah.
Off the charts.
And they can do it on a dime. Like, OKC, it's they can be bipolar, like, schizophrenic. You're bad OKC, and then next thing, like 2 minutes, and they can turn a 5-point deficit into like a 5-point lead. I mean, it is insane to watch this team, how they've been put together, how they play, how they respond to adversity, because the Wolves can't allow the big double-digit run that Oklahoma City's on right now. They're on an 11-0 run, and next thing you know, you're down by 8. To me, it's already kind of treacherous. Yeah, you're 4.5 minutes into the first half, or the first quarter, but still, you can't let this thing get out of control, because then this thing will just spiral in a hurry for the Timberwolves. And I mean, I don't even know if I don't want to say the window's open for the Wolves, because I don't know what this team's going to look like next year with all the contract things that they've got. So I don't want to say that the window's wide open for the Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's wide open for Oklahoma City. I'd like to think that this is the Wolves' window.
Well, there's some interesting things that are going to have to – we got to figure out here. So – and we'll get to this at another time. But Julius Randle is most likely going to opt out. He has a player option.
And that's a great thing for the Wolves.
Not really. I mean, yes and no.
I mean, don't you want that flexibility, though? Because you've
what do you
got
mean, flexibility? He's got all the power. Like, no, Nas is going to be a free agent, too.
Yeah, Nas unrestricted.
Yes.
I think Nas is restricted, right? I mean, that's the way that I'm understanding. Isn't Nas a restricted free agent?
Nas Reed?
Yeah.
No. I don't think Nas Reed is. Let me take a look at that.
Okay. Because I thought Nas and I thought Nah and.
I don't think that Nas Reed is up.
Okay.
Well, I'm talking about Nah.
Oh, you're talking about
Nikhil Alexander-Walker.
Okay.
He is so, yeah, so exactly. The Nas Reed has a player option. I don't know if you're going to be able to afford him. I think that Julius Randle, absolutely, I think they're going to get something done with him. I mean, you're going to lose Nah. Do you lose Nas as well? Because I'm not paying Nas Reed $25 to $30 million to come off the bench. I'm not doing it.
No, he's got to be in the start. Where does he fit?
I don't think he's a starter.
Yeah, where would he fit in this team?
There's a team that's undefeated right now in Minnesota. That's the Minnesota Lynx. We talked to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.